Hele Masse Bnei Israel Asher Yotzu Me'eretz Mitzrayim Letzivo Yiso Ve'ichtov Moshe Es Moitzoeihem Lemaseihem Al Pi Hashem Ve'ele Maseihem Lemoitzoeihem. It's a famous hard pasuk to understand in Pshat. Ve'ichtov Moshe Es Moitzoeihem Lemaseihem Ve'elem masa'eyem le'moitza'eyem. It's a switch. Moshe written down moitza'eyem le'masa'eyem. Ve'elem masa'eyem le'moitza'eyem. So it's not, b'pshat, you have to know the pirush ha'milos. In the Targum, in the Unkelus, it's mashma that he's learning pshat in the posuk. Ve'ichtev Moshe, Moshe written down moitza'eyem le'masa'eyem, the place that they went out from. He's metargamit mamparkehoin, when they went out to where they were leading to. Moitzoeyem lemaseeyem, from where they came out to where they were going. Ve'ele masaeyem lemoitzoeyem, to where they were going from where they were coming. And the Tanchuma is mashma that moitzoeyem doesn't mean from where they came out, it means what happened in that times. Like Rashi brings down the mashal to the son with the father, and they were going over the history. We know when you're going here, you had a headache, here you had a temperature, here the lion started up with you. So Moitzoeihem is what happened to them. Vayesapel lo'ovi v'skol asher metzo'ohu. You have the psukim. Vayesapel lo'ovi v'skol Moitzoeihem. Everything what happened to them. But the Targum Onkelus learns, from where they went out to where they were coming, and Moshe written down to where they were going from where they were coming. So you write that Rash brings down the Tanchuma, but we will try today to learn the Pasuk, Shai Mikro Ve'echotag with the Unkelus, so we will go to the Pasuk, Moitzoeihem Lemaseihem, Ve'eilem Maseihem Lemoitzoeihem. So the Magid Medubne, Alamo will explain this Pasuk with a beautiful Moshel. What is the pshat, the switch? Vayichtev Moshe, Moshe written down, Moitzoeihem lemaseeihem, from where they went out to where they were heading. Ve'eilem maseeihem lemoitzoeihem. He says, as a mashal to a son, had his father was remarried, and he had the switch, this mother, the marshas, terrible mother. She mamish did the worstest thing to her son. And the day came that the son got engaged, found him a girl, and they're going to the chasana, and they have to leave the town, and they're going to the town to marry his new wife, his new house. The kid is so excited, he's leaving this monster, his mother. The nicest day, just every minute that he leaves, he's so happy. The father knows that he found for his kid a real good house to be. He's all excited that he's coming to the new place where his son could be. So the son is more excited just to leave the place. It doesn't make a difference in where he's coming. He just wants to get rid of the place that he was. But the father that knows the truth, that he found the right place for his son, the excitement is not that he's leaving his mother, it's the excitement that he's going to the right place. Klal Yisrael didn't know what is Eretz Yisrael all about. Even sometimes they had doubts about it in the middle of the way. But Mitzrayim was terrible. So it was alamol moitzoeihem lemaseeihem, from where they left. They were busy leaving. Moshe Rabbeinu that knew what is Eretz Yisrael, they were busy going to Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe written down maseeihem lemaseeihem, from where they went, lemaseeihem, where they heading to. Klal Yisrael was from where they were leaving. It's alamol in life, a person has to know. He's running from the bad or he's going for the good. He's waiting to just get rid of where he is now. Finish this man. He's waiting to get rest, but as man to have a care for Elu already. He's heading to Elu. They're calling for the Elu. And then the pasuk goes over, and the truth is the Medrash Tanchuma, the Ksav HaKabbalah bring a little bit right to the Medrash Tanchuma from the following of the psukim. Because in the father of the Psukim, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't only write down details. Vayisu mikan, vayachnu kan. The Pasuk tries to drop in little hints what happened in every place. ויסו מרמסס, ומוחס הפסח, ובני ישראל יועצים ביד רומו, ומצרים מקברים. So the Pasuk says little details. So the Pasuk starts, ויסו מרמסס, ומצרים מקברים אשר אשר היקו השם בוהם כל בכויר, ובאלוהיהם עושו שפוטים. So Moshe is reminding him, we left Mitzrayim, and if you remember, Mitzrayim were busy bearing down all of the b'chayres, un be'eloyheihem osa shvotim. The Mefarshim asked the kasha, why it says, Mitzrayim were busy mekabrim kol b'chayreihem, asher hiko Hashem bohem kol b'chayr, Hashem hit every b'chayr, ube'eloyheihem osa shvotim. Why it doesn't say, ube'kol eloyheihem osa shvotim? The Pasuk in Shmoy says, ובכל אלוהי מצרים עשר שפוטים אני השם. Said in the Agudah של פסח. הוא יצא איתי ממצרים, ובכל אלוהי מצרים עשר שפוטים אני השם. Pasuk is in Shmois, Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. So why here it says, מצרים מקברים אשר היקו השם בו הם כל בכל, ובאלוהיהם עשר שפוטים. So I heard what's a Givaldike answer, but the real answer. That Hashem didn't kill all of the Elohim of Mitzrayim. Rashi brings it down in Perek Yudalad and Shmois. Vayachnu al pi achirois. Hashem left the big pestle al pi achirois that Mitzrayim will think of, but he's very strong. So when Klal Yisrael started to go back to pi achirois, they said, oh, you see that Getchke, he's the strong one. You see, he's trying to pull them back. So Mitzrayim ran out to try to get Klal Yisrael. And like this, Hashem killed all of them. So Rashi says, Hishir bal pichirois, to make them shiitu achre Eloyeim, Rashi and Shmois Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, oh, so when Hashem promised, ubechol Elohim Mitzrayim ezer shvotim, yes. Later on, he broke bal pichirois also. But it happened in two stages. B'meile, when Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the history, he says, remember we left Mitzrayim, all of the pichirois were dead, and a lot of the gods were gone. Oh, but not, you can't say all of them, because two psukim later, Vayisu misugois, Vayoshuvu v'yachnu al pi achirois. So when Hashem promised to kill Elohei kol Mitzrayim, Hashem promised to kill all of them. When Moshe is saying the history, he can't say the history. Then the pasuk goes weiter, pasuk yudalet, Vayisu midofko v'yachnu ba'alush. ויסו מאלוש ויחנו ברפידים ולא יהיו שמים לאום לשכס. This pasuk is one of the hardest psukim in Torah. We'll have to say Rav Moshe Feinstein's pshat, and I think on them is no way to learn this pasuk. They traveled from Alush and they parked in Refidim, Rofi Yodem Batoiro, and there was no water to drink. So, you know what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu hit the cellar, was before the chet. The water came out. Why the pasuk doesn't mention that he hid the cellar and the water came out? I want to explain the Moshe Feinstein's kasha. I'm not asking why the pasuk in the Masoros doesn't repeat every history detail, because Parshas Maaseh would be the biggest one, yeah. But what is the repeating that he didn't have water to drink? This is not the point. The point, we had a very nice miracle. Water came out of the stone. Amoyti atzura gam mayim. Chalom Yishlemayin Amoyim was the same, but Atzur HaGamayim, this was the first time. Every Halloween mentioned. So you don't want to mention, not everything is mentioned. Even a lot of things are mentioned, like the Tanchuma, that Moitzoeyim meant to say the details, not only the places, also the details. So I understand if some things are missing, we can't explain now every little detail. But to write down the detail that was no water, it's not even a detail. Zog Rav Moshe Feinstein, that, what do you think? Klal Yisrael came to complain, so Hashem told Moshe, go, hit the rock, and the water came out. What would happen if Klal Yisrael would not complain? It's mashma, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know what to do. Hashem said, don't worry, just go to the rock and give it back. Second time he told him to speak to the rock. But the first time, just give it back. What would happen if they would not complain? They would not complain, they would not need the water. They had a little water in the bags, would be enough. They would not need the water. Because they needed the water, Hashem had to make a nest that water came. was Refidim Sharaf Yadem in Atayre, and we didn't have water. This is a part of the reminding of our wrong. This brings us back to the Rachaim HaKodesh, and we mentioned it a couple of times. The Rachaim HaKodesh in Parshas Behar, it says, V'chisayim rom anoichal bashono ha-shvis, hey loy nizra veloy nesrif es tvuoseinu, v'tzivisi es birchosi v'osso lochem tvuo l'shloishes ha-shonu. You complain that there's nothing but to eat in the 7th year, in the 8th year, in the 9th year, in the Yovel, don't worry. I'll give a bracha, it will be food for 3 years. And if you would not complain, don't worry. And if you would not say, if you would not say, it would not be food for 3 years. It will be food for 1 year. And what would be? This is what Rashi brings down in the pasuk. So what would happen? We'll grow 10 potatoes for breakfast, one slice, for lunch another slice, one potato will be for a year. Now that you complain, thousands of potatoes, you have to hire trucks, warehouse, work day and night. But it's a loss. I explain it every time with a mushroom. Again, if a person doesn't complain, he eats a little bit and he has enough. If not, he has to work so hard, save it, companies watching it and importing it back and forth. The end is what to eat, but it's the same thing. And Yigamai was sitting and learning in yeshiva. After 5 years, he got married. He tells his wife, you know, we have 10 girls. How about I'm marrying them off? There's no way. I have to do a little bit parnasa. We call it ishtadlus today. Okay, he does ishtadlus. He starts to work. The first year, 1 million. The second year, 2 million, 3 million. He becomes a multimillionaire. Gavaldi. His daughter comes in shidduchim, you know, such a multi-millionaire first has to pay off, you know, for getting the shidduch, and he has to do in the, you know, plaza in Manhattan, in the Hilton, there are big fancy chasne, you know, with ice things and all the shtusim, yeah? But he can't, you know, all the companies, all everyone is coming. It costs him like $10-$15 million, the chasne. And the night, on the way back, he turns over to his rabbis and he said, you see, such a mess, I went out to work. Only thing I went out to work, would never manage to afford it, right? What the Rebbein Shalem says, if you would sit and learn day and night, this boy would want your daughter. He would pay everything to get your daughter. I would make him to want your daughter. Now what happened? You worked for 15 years and you gave him all the money instead of him working. Instead of his father working. So you took 15 years and you threw it down the drain. So what do you gain? Nothing. Sit and learn, don't worry. No, man noichal. So you go to work, and you make money, and your teeth break, and you pay the dentist. You say, if I would be in yeshiva, I would never manage to pay tuition. You don't have to pay tuition, yeah? This is one of the, it's among the zah, a person works the whole day, and he pays everything. Then he has dentist, and he has this, and he has that. He's still learning, Hashem takes care of you. Zogt der Moshe Feinstein, v'loyoyo maim lo'eidu lishtos. I think it's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam in Yesod HaTorah, he brings down the list of the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The Rambam brings down the list for a different purpose. He brings down the halachas, he said the Torah, Perekhes, that we don't believe a Navi and a miracle. By us, Adam Gadol is not measured by doing miracles. Because miracles could be also done by different koichas. So you can't, the Rambam speaks about a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu, lo ye'eminu by, Moshe Rabbeinu at least, he says it, lo ye'eminu by Yisrael mipnei ha'oises she'oso. Say that there is rounds you have to remember about it. Shechola ois e ois, are efshar sheyesh bei doifi. Elo, Moshe Rabbeinu kol ois e sheoso, lo ilo havi rai ala nevuo. Elo lefi tzorech asho aso, hoyo tzorech leshakei ha-mitzrim, kor hayam v'yitzvim besoichoi. Tzomu, bok alohem ha-sela. Tzorachnu le-mozoin, hoy ridlonu esamon. The river is a friend, but he's aiming at the Shinui. The man was a need, not because they were hungry. The man was a need. Tzorachnu lemozon. Hoyrid lanu esamon. Tzomu. No, they were thirsty, so they had water. Not tzorachnu lemayim. Samu, Bakalei HaMasel. I think it's very meductic. You see the Rambam, it's Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, you say that there. So Rachmu LeMozen Hayrid Lanu Esamot. Then the Pasuk goes, Vayitar Vayisu Merefidim, and then they come to Har Sinai. Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai, Vayachnu B'Kivroi Satav. So the Welt says, Givaldik Evitz, but the Vitz is true. So if, I don't know if it's Pshat in Pasuk, but it's Parperois, it's for sure. Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai, Vayachnu B'Kivroi Satav. Rashi brings down, Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai, Ketina Kabirach Mibes HaSefer, if you remember. Rashi says, like a kid that runs away from school. Vayisu Mimidbar Sinai, Ketina Kabirach Mibes HaSefer. Vayachnu B'Kivroi Satav. When a person runs away from Beis Medrash, he right away parks in the kever of the Tavo. He gets buried down in Taiva. Person has to know when he runs away from Beis Medrash, he's covered with Taiva. He's buried, he can't even see. He's blind. Because when you run away from the Taiva, the first thing that hits you is Kivroi Satav. Vayisu Mimbar Sinai Vayachnu B'Kivroi Satav. Then the pasuk is mamshich, and the Rashi brings down the medrash in the parasha. The medrash says, "Melamed shehar Hakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe kol ma shehoyo veosid liyos, her oloy dor dor vedor shov dor dor vmanigov dor dor vetzadikov." So Buskerov, it's every time in the chumash here. Her oloy dor dor vedor shov dor dor vmanigov. Dor dor v'tzadikov. What is dor dor v'tzadikov? Dor dor v'manigov. Skirov said, it could be the tzadik of the dor, but it doesn't mean that he's the manig of the dor. Not every time the tzadik is the manig. Say it, Skirov could say it, we don't have the right to say it. Say once was a very choshev tamid chochem genimdil Skirov. Skirov was speaking about his tzidkis and his godless. And Skirov said, but what is the shaykhis with him hint to a manig? No shaykhis. Manig is one zach. It's a manig of Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk goes weiter. All the gevulim of Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk brings down the Eivor HaYarden. It says that he has to run to the Miklot. Ki be'ir Miklot o yeshev ad Mois HaKohen HaGadol. Ad Mois HaKohen HaGadol. I think Alamol, it's the right thing to speak about it this week. Pasuk says that they had signs. More learns out from a Pasuk that they had signs that the way to the Eir Miklot, and everyone will know where is the Eir Miklot. The Gemara in Makis, that you tochin lecho aderech v'shilashto. So the Gemara learns out, tochin lecho aderech v'shilashto, that you have to put up signs that a person will know how to get to the Eir Miklot. So the Chinuch asks the Kash, the Minchas Chinuch, why was special deen to have signs in the way to the Eir Miklot? And there was no signs in the way to Yerushalayim. The people will know where is. There was no signs in the way to Yerushalayim. The Eile Regalim had to figure out their way to get up to Yerushalayim. To the Eir Miklot was signs. So the Balabatisha answer is, because when someone is running away, someone wants to kill him, there's no time to, if he has to, if he can find the directions, so he'll be killed. But the Chinuch says, Hashem wanted that the people that are going to Yerushalayim will ask, where is Yerushalayim, where is Yerushalayim? So everyone will know that everyone is going to Yerushalayim. Sheikin Reitzeach, we don't want people to know that people kill. Because when you know that people kill, it makes a bad ashroya on the person. So let him to see the sign, let him to keep it quiet. No one has to know that he kills. So in a day that such a Ritzicha happens in Klal Yisrael, I think the tafkid of every person is to clean himself. Chutzpah, the terrible thing that happened very terrible thing that happened. Talmid Chacham, Nevuzadik away. Guy, this fish is wearing, kapote, comes and kills. Yeah, it's things that are very hard to understand, very hard to even live with. But the Ashroav, the Nefesh, by us, by Yidden, by the Frum Yidden, was never a shaila that a person gets rid of another person with killing him. It was out of the options. And when these options break, if a person doesn't shuckle himself, he goes down. He comes down with a doyle. It's mashpi on him. Doesn't make a difference if he says, what is the shaykhus to me? So he kills, you hit after it. The person has to mechazik himself. And the Biskehov said, when you see someone going in the car on Shabbos, you have to yell Shabbos, yeah? Not you're allowed to, you have to yell Shabbos. But you don't yell Shabbos for him, you yell Shabbos for you. Because if you don't yell Shabbos for you, Shabbos becomes lower. Shabbos becomes lower. People are mechal Shabbos. When Ritzach happens, we have to... So Megomog, the Pasuk says that he goes and he sits there, Ad Moisa Koyin HaGodl. After Moisa Koyin HaGodl, he's allowed to leave. Zog the Gemara and Makis, listen very carefully because you don't know this good thing. That's what it looks like. The Gemara says you have to sit there till Moisa Koyin HaGodl. So what happened? All the people in Hamiklot started davening that the Koyin HaGodl will die. They're in jail till this guy dies. Okay, so there was no option to kill the Koyin HaGodl, yeah? No one thought about it even. Abel, this is what it looks in Chazal. No one doesn't say that the Koyin HaGodl had to have guards, that the family from the Koyin HaGodl will not kill him. But it says that they will daven. So first the Gemara is mashma that they will daven that he will die. Then the Gemara says opposite. So the mothers of the Koyin HaGodl would go to the Miklot and they will supply foods and drinks, cakes, contain things to all the people in the Goyin HaGodl and the Miklot that they will not daven that the Koyin HaGodl will die. One of the Omar is that they will daven that he will not die. Two shittas in the Gemara. The Gemara asks why, what is his fault? Gemara says he had to daven. I don't understand. A person is in jail. He's sitting in a Ir Miklat. He can't go back to his family till this guy dies. So he davens to Hashem, listen, take that person. But if the mother gives him a potato chips, he will not daven. And that's that. The jail is a potato chips. Frustrated. So the mother of the Koyin HaGodl is a little bit... So some people say Balabatish, that the pshat is, if they'll be very hungry there, so they'll have even a bigger pressure to want to go out. They're full, so less pressure. It's not enough. So the Mefoshim say, if the mother of the Koyin HaGodl was so nice for them, so they feel bad for the mother, they will not daven for the Koyin HaGodl. Because the Maaseh, she's giving him food and drink, she's nice to them. So, I forgot one of the Gedolim said, a person is masking to stay in jail for years, but you know, the Maaseh said, the other person is nice to me, I will not daven that he will die. Gedolo legimo shemekareves. So how much a person has to know two things. First, how much when you're nice to another person, how much it could be a good influence on him, but how much bad. You go, someone invites you to eat out, and he's a bad influence, and he's a bad ashpoa on you. If you go to him, how you become close to the bad, has a bad ashpoa on you. The person has to be so careful. Gloida legime shemekareves, and the opposite. Gloida legime shemekareves, but it's mekareves for bad also. The person goes to a hotel, to a friend, and has money. No, I'm just friendly. No, it's not mashpia. Person, someone was nice to him, gave him some potato chips. He's masking to stim in jail. You let the other person that is a bad person to be nice to you? He has a terrible ashpur on you. Terrible ashpur on you. Then the pasuk says, "V'rotzach goel adam es haroitzeach." The Beskerov said, it never says in the Torah "V'rotzach." It says "Beis din kill." It's the only place says that a person is rotzach. It's not the Beskerov, because the goel adam really kills without a mishpat, without a din. So this reason it's called the Arig, it's not called the Ritzich. It's called the Ritzich, it's not called the Arig. Before we mamshich in the parsha and the Haftorah, you know, these 3 weeks are called, the way it works like this, we have 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, it's called Shloisha de Porunusa. Then from Tisha B'Av we have 7 weeks, are called Shiva de Nechamto. Again, we have Shloisha de Porunusa, and then we have Shiva de Nechamto. The Shloisha de Porunusa is the 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av and the Haftorah, we read bad things that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim. It's called Porunusa. 3 Haftorahs that are saying that will be bad. Then we start 7 weeks of Nechamta, Shiva de Nechamta. It starts from Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, and all the 7 Haftorahs have Nechama. This is the reason normally Matas Masse is together. So this Haftorah we read in Parshas Matas Masse, and the Haftorah before, Matas Haftorah, we read in Parshas Pinchas. This year the Matas Masse was separately. Matas Haftorah is Porunusa, Masse is Porunusa, and Dvorim is Porunusa. So the normal year that Matas Masse is together, we move the Haftorah from Matas to Parshas Masse, to Parshas Pinchas. And then Dvorim. And the Haftorah of this week, the Novi complains, the Novi says, what is the Taina and Klal Yisrael? And the Novi says a pasuk. הכהנים לא יאמרו איה השם תפסה התורה לא ידעוני הרואים פושו בי הנביאים ניבו בבעל ואחרי לא ילוכו הלוכו פור טיינס הכהנים לא יאמרו איה השם תפסה התורה לא ידעוני הרואים פושו בי והנביאים ניבו בבעל. So I heard once a Givaldik Azach, heard this from Rav Meir Soloveitchik in the Levaya of Meshe Shmuel Shapira. He said over this question, he said he doesn't remember who asked who and who answered the answer. But already I sent one of his bachim to ask him, and he remembers that. You say every morning in Birkas HaTeire, Sheni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoe amcho beis Yisrael kulonu yoidei shmecho veloim dei teirosecho lishmo. We daven. Sheni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu v'tzetzoe amcho beis Yisrael kulonu yoidei shmecho veloim dei teirosecho lishmo. So he asked the following question. We daven Birkas HaTeire, Sheni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, kulonu, loim de teir lishmo, la'asek b'divrei Torah, v'harev lo, everything is good. What is the shaykh of these words? Sheni anachnu v'tzetzoeinu, v'tzetzeinu v'tzetzoeinu, kulonu yoidei shmecho, veloim de teir osecho lishmo. What is yoidei shmecho? Yoidei shmecho, tzitkes, mirashamayim. What is the shaykh of Birkas HaTeire? Maybe in Bris Mila, Shagjon Zazon Ala Mila, Achmiz Rush Lavrom Avinu, Vashi Yoyde Shmecho. Boy Proets, Vashi Yoyde Shmecho. What's the Shaykh, right? Dugas at Teir is Broch and the Teir. Lasik Bedim at Teir, Lishmo, Vahar Ivno. What is the Shaykh in the middle of Dugas at Teir to say, Vashini Anachim Tzatzer, Kulon Yoyde Shmecho, Velem the Teir Sechol Lishmo? What is the Shaykh to say, Yoyde Shmecho v'loim v'teir osecho lishmo? Yoyde Shmecho no shaykh is the biggest atayah. So he answered from the Haftorah of our parsha. The Novi says the Taina and Klal Yisrael is terrible things. Hanevim nivu babal. But you know what is terrible in the same level? Toifse atoiro lo yedeuni. We're expecting from the Toifse atoiro to be a yedeuni. So bad it is, like a Nevi'im Nibu Babal, that the Tevse HaTeiro lo yadu'uni. The Tevse HaTeiro have to know the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There is a special Tviya in Tevse HaTeiro to be a Shomayim, to have Shaykhs of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to have Emunah in Beir HaOlam. So Tevse HaTeiro, Loim BaHaTeiro, is us, the Bnei Teire, from every generation. We have to be more Yireh Shomayim from different people. It was a Tviya, Tevse HaTeiro lo yadu'uni. Stam people have a regular Yiras Shamayim. Aber Tefsat Torah have to have a Yedeuni. This is what the Novi says. Hanavim nibu babal. Koyanim lo yomu haya Hashem. Tefsat Torah lo Yedeuni. So when we daven every morning for Birkas HaTeira, we daven. Shekishon Zalad V'arif no Hashem elekeinu esdim esir osecha befinu. V'ni anachnu v'tzatzainu v'tzatzah v'zol kulonu yoydei shmecho. We're asking V'arif no, we want to be Tefsat HaTeira and make us yoydei shmecho v'lem v'tzatzah v'zol lishmo. It comes with Birkas HaTeira. When you're asking for the Birkas HaTeira, you have to ask for being yoydei shmecho. Comes together. So I thought this is the pshat and the famous kasha that we'll have this week. Every Shabbos Mevorchim is the famous question. We daven. V'titen lonu chayim arukim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel brocha, chayim shel teiva, chayim shel parnoso, chayim shel chirutz atzomois, chayim sheyesh bo emir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet, chayim shel oishlo v'kovoit, chayim shel membush ruchlimo, chayim shel oishlo v'kovoit, Chaim Shetaybonu Ava Stoiro V'Yir HaShomayim. So the world has a kash. Chaim Toyu Chaim Arugim Chaim Shonim Chaim Shabor Chaim Shabor Chaim Shiyesh Bo V'Yir HaShomayim V'Yir HaShchet Chaim Shememush Ruchlimo Chaim Shoyesh Bekovit Chaim Shetaybonu Ava Stoiro V'Yir HaShomayim You only dive in V'Yir HaShomayim Chaim Shiyesh Bo V'Yir HaShomayim V'Yir HaShchet Then Ava Stoiro V'Yir HaShomayim Again? This is the world's kash. Famous question. So there's two vitzlach that the world says. One vitz the world says, first you say, Chaim sheyesh bo emir ha-shomayim v'yirashchei. Chaim sheyem bo embush ha-uchlimo. Chaim shelo isho v'kovein. Chaim shelo bono av asteiro v'yir ha-shomayim. Noch isho v'kovein, you need again to daven for yir ha-shomayim. That is what the world says. As another answer, they say, that the first time we davening for yir ha-shomayim, the second time we davening, Chaim sheyem bono av asteiro v'yir ha-shomayim. It's a whole different thing. But if we feel what we're saying now, we could say a third mahalach, a emes mahalach. First we daven, chayim sheteibon v'ir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet. This is what every Jewish person has to have, chayim sheyesh bo emir ha-shomayim v'ir ha-schet. Avad, every person has to have v'ir ha-shomayim, every yid, ma'ashem shenu chokim l'iro isi. Then we daven, chayim sheteibon u'av ha-stoiro v'ir ha-shomayim. A person that has the Avas Torah, the Ve'ariv, no, that person has Mechuyev in a new kind of Yir HaShomayim. It's the Yir HaShomayim from Tefsa HaTorah Yedehuni. So we davening specially. For a special tefillah, we davening to have, to be the Yedehuni, to have the Yir HaShomayim. So after we mention Chaim Shedeibonu Avas Torah, we mention again, Chaim Sheyesh Bo Yir HaShomayim. The Foshim say that a person has to know, we mentioned before, that the mother of the Kohen Gadol davens, that she gives them food, that they will not daven, that her son will die. So the Foshim say, you see from here the Koyach of Tefillah. See the Koyach from Tefillah. Person could daven and the Kohen Gadol could die. How much a person has a Koyach and his tefillah to daven and to poyel tzach that a person will have a koyach in his tefillah. Now the Mefoshim say it says that the Maaseh they gave the Levim 42 orim. This was the Or Miklot. Chutz and the Or Miklot. Tzavis Yeshua, 42 Meir. The The Mefarshim say, also we know in the beginning of the Masos, it says we had 42 Masos. Rashi says, chutz from the 7 that they already went back. Lemaisi, here we have another 6 of Miklot. So that one is missing in the Cheshbon, but Rashi says, Lemaisi, if you count, you're missing one because you count them twice. It's not stopped the 42 cities and the 42 Masos. Now we have a shame that every person has to know that every year has these Masos in life. Klal Yisrael had it in big. But every person has in his life, he has a kibbutz hatava, he has time that he feels that there's no water to drink, he has a time that he has a refidim. And a person has to learn over the masoris and to know that he has to manage it. The Levim were the semel of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave them the 42 cities to live with, to know we're living with the 42 masoris. Klal Yisrael passed it, the Levim are living it, and now Klal Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael. The person has to know, to learn Musa from these parshas Masai. People think it's like, just over carrying on reading all the Masois. But the truth is, every person has the Masois. But to remember that it has to be Moitzoreim LeMasaheim. All of the Masois is for one Tachlis, to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Lavodes Hashem. When a person looks on the steps that he has in life, and the stations, like the station is an important station. So, Eina Chanami, I heard once a marshal. People go down on the floor to dig, to find diamonds. So, a person knows a very chosh of a diamond, $5 billion worth, mamish 50 karat, mamish a chosh of a diamond. He goes in the dirt and that. So, you think it's hot for him, and it's dirty for him, just it's worth the money? He doesn't realize, he's there, he's fighting and pushing to get there. Because he's in the way there. If a person feels, he's going to Masaheim, the 42 steps are the 40 steps in his life. He doesn't have the dream. He's getting there, he's heading there, he wants to get there. He doesn't see the passage. He doesn't see the way. Person goes in the airport, yeah? So they take off his shoes before they want to check him, yeah? So what, he feels he's in jail? No, and the second he's going to this flight, you told him not to go and he went to the flight, yeah? He wanted to stay. He wants to fly. Then take off his shoes. So why he wants to fly, yeah? He wants to fly. He takes off his shoes, but he's so excited. He doesn't smile when he goes to the airport, yeah? So the pshat is, he wants it. He doesn't realize what is hard in the way. It's the carry suitcases, never. Fakel, he fights, he wants to have even more heavy suitcases. They don't let him. Well, but it's heavy. But he wants more. They don't let him. But he wants more. Why? Because he wants to be on the plane. The person has 42 masoros in his life. But if he remembers, not you running away. The person sometimes runs away. He's running away from his yeshiva to another yeshiva. From yeshiva life to married life. From married life to kids' life. From kids' life to retired life. To nursing home. He's running away. He doesn't want to be. I tell Alma Bachar and some Bachar, they're really waiting for the end of this man. I feel so terrible for these people. Why? I was also a Bachar. These people, now they're really waiting for the end of this man. They can't. Then they can't stay a Bachar. Then they can't stay married. They can't. Till they go over to the other side of the world. Yeah? This is it. If you're living, you're trying to run away the whole time. Can't anymore. A new place. But if a person, he wants to get somewhere, it's not hard for him. He wants to be happy. These are the 42 masoros. These are the nisyonos. If a person passed them, Bez Hashem, would have the siyata.